Vietnam Hello?
Vietnam.
Hi.
Hi, this is K-Hud.
Hi, K-Hud. Welcome.
Welcome.
And I've heard Sadanam, and who else is here?
Hargo Bin.
Harai.
Hargo Bin and Harai.
And Haridas.
Great. And Haridas.
Cool.
It is
Sadanam.
Sadanam. She's here. Since Kehar is here, I just wanted to let you all know that Kehar and a group of ladies are looking for another housemate, right? Kehar, you want it?
Oh, actually, we figured it out.
Oh, you don't need anybody else?
Yeah, we're doing three people to a room, but if anyone else wants to just come, you should come.
Come to the Yogi Mela. Yes.
That'll be fun.
Yes.
Oh, I want to come. Siri Gyan.
Yes.
I want to come. It's Hari Inder, but I want to have a question. You know, I was never in the ashram. Which airport do I take?
Albuquerque.
Okay.
And if you look on the site, the Yogi Mela site,
right,
you will see a link under, it says quick link. Look for the one for housing and transport, and you
If I'll stay in the ashram, does anybody else go in there? Would I get a ride from somebody?
Okay, I'm going to tell it to you briefly, and then I'm going to ask you to go on that site.
Okay.
Now, Kehar is going to stay at a place run by Paramatma Singh.
No, we're staying with Sevakar.
Oh, in the Nivas?
Yeah, we're staying in the Nivas, yeah.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, so on that site, just look up Nivas, okay? And Nivas is like, what can you call it? It's like an inn at a spiritual destination, okay? So there's all this information there. You would come to the Albuquerque airport, and you would take the shuttle up to the Nivas, and then we have systems in place where you can get rides to the course and back from the course and all of that. But come on over. It'll be great.
I am. I want to come, but I really wanted to stay in the ashram.
It is the ashram.
It is the ashram because you told me it's an inn.
Oh, no. The actual course, we are going into the town of Española. But at nighttime, you will be, if you're staying at the Nivas, you will be just like a 10-minute walk from Sadna. And these other ladies, if you're there, they'll show you how to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yay.
Yeah, they'll take charge. Okay.
Okay, so it's Nivas, you said?
What?
The phone number is what did you say was the name?
Niv, like Victor, A-S. Just go to soulanswer.com / yogi, Y-O-G-I, _ mela, .html. There's a lot of information.
Okay.
Go down to where it says housing.
Okay.
And click on that, and it will take you to a page that has a lot of information.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I'm doing it.
Yay! That'll be fantastic. I've even lived in the Devos at the Gold House at some time. It seems like
everybody has. It's hard for me to meet everybody. I talk to everybody for a couple of years, and I don't know who I talk to.
Oh, well, now you're going to come and meet people, and we can meet you. And that goes for anybody else here. It's going to be a total experience.
Good.
With you-know-who, our friend here. So who else is here? There are a lot of, I heard a lot of people coming on. Who else is here?
Satnam, this is James.
Hi, James.
How are you?
Hello, Ravi.
Guru Ravi, welcome.
Yes. Thank
Ranji.
You.
Manji?
Ranji.
Oh, Ranji. Oh, welcome. We've got
Thank
the family
you.
Here again. Yeah. And who else?
Hi, Kamal.
Hi, Kamal. Welcome.
Satnam.
Satnam. And
Honey
who else?
Munder.
Oh, hi, Honey Munder. Mm-hmm. Honey Munder's going to be here, too. Look at all you all gathering here. This is delightful. And who else?
Amrit.
There's Amrit. Cool. Mm-hmm. And who else?
Rahmani and Tomas.
Welcome, dears.
Thank you.
And she's going to come up for part two. What? And who else?
Suzanne Smith.
Huh?
Suzanne Smith.
Oh, Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
And who else? I guess we've got us. This is us. Okay, so Bubba City Chun is, if you ever saw on TV, you know that cartoon of that guy named Rubber Man, I think? He's using these arms, and they extend out like Rubber Man, and he is hugging everybody and giving everybody a big smooch. He says, we're going to have so much fun, not only today, but at our gathering. Okay. He's saying, tell you all what's happening with it. He says, and I've witnessed this, as soon as you commit to this Yogi Mela gathering, certain things start to happen. You're already in the course. You who've already signed up, you may have already found that. Okay. So welcome. So let's tune in. Palms together. Rub the palms together a bit. Bring up a little bit of heat. Good. Now palms together at the center of the chest, pressing on the sternum, the mind nerve. Spine is straight. Long, deep breath. That is breathing very slowly and deeply from your tummy and through your nose. Good. And focus at your third eye point. And inhale to begin. Heart breath. That means that while you're doing this long, deep breathing, your nose from your belly? And now we're doing heart breath, which means as you do the long deep breathing on the exhale, feel as though the breath is exhaling from your heart center. Very slow, very relaxed, very deep. Feel the flow at your heart. Now, send this beautiful energy to everybody who is on this telephone with us right now or who is listening to the recording. And if you're listening to the recording, please send it to us as well. The essential healing breath. And now send it out to those in the world that need and would like to receive this healing. And please include Ajit Kaur's mother-in-law who will be having surgery today. Inhale and exhale. And welcome. Welcome. He says, what a fine bunch you are. He says, aren't we going to have a lot of fun? Yes, we are. He says this is going to be fairly galloping. He says, get your seatbelts on. Okay, here we go. This is about the heart. He says, now the heart is the main and the strongest organ of the organism. He says, the heart is very important. As you know, it unites the upper chakras and the lower chakras. He's saying chakras are those incredible receptive organs that cannot be seen by the human eye, but which can be felt. He said, without those he calls them organs or organelles of the auric subtle body. He says you would not be able to see or contact on the more subtle motivated energy patterns. He says because these are senses. He's calling these the sensors of the soul. He says they hook into all the different chakras. He says they are motivated by and they hook into various levels of frequency. He says, yes, they are sound frequencies, but they are not, he says, they're more like dog sound frequencies. In other words, they can't be heard by the human ear. They cannot necessarily be picked up by human instrumentation. in other words, machines that we make. He says, but they do, he calls it refract, energize, interrelate with, and detect energy frequencies on different levels. He says, the human organism is amazing, an extraordinary mechanism that it can detect on these levels. He says, you connect with each other. He says, you can connect with each other heart to heart, belly to belly. He says, you can feel each other. You can communicate with each other. He says, you know you can. He says, you've done it over and over again. He says, but just be aware of it. He's saying that Yogi Bhajan said that when you meet a person, you determine what chakra they are coming from. He says, and then you relate to them from the chakra just above that. He says that so that you don't lose contact with them and that you don't fall into their energetic traps. He says, but in fact, what you do is you raise the person to a higher level, a higher frequency of being. He says, after all, that's what it's all about. He says, the spiritual path, you call it a path, but in fact, it is more like what you would call a ladder. It is a ladder of success. You are built for and as a ladder of success. Now, in order to do this, what you're doing, as you know, is to clear out each chakra. You clear out all the debris of past lifetimes, of this lifetime, of conditioning, of hurts, of wants, of needs, of anything, he says, that serves as an impediment to having this each chakra ring like crystal. You know, when you ring a crystal glass, what a beautiful sound it gives. He says that resonance goes on, and it repeats throughout nature. It repeats along the web. You know, we've talked about this web of humanity and web of creation. He says it's an incredibly, he says from our standpoint, it is an incredibly simple mechanism or organism, this function of hooking along the light rays. He says if you tried to look at it from your own mind, he says it would, you could not get past first base because your mind can't perceive it. He says, but you can perceive it. You can perceive this incredible web. He says, but you can only perceive it through the senses of your, he calls it your soul system. Okay, and your soul system has to do with your chakras. It has to do with your aura. It has to do with all of your 10 bodies, of course. But right now he's talking about the chakras and their frequencies and their sensitivities and their communication value. He says that ringing sensation, the clarity, is something that you experience. He's giving us a mantra, hummy hum, tumi tum. Hummy hum, tumi tum. He says that is the original clarity. The original clarity of these sensitivity markers and receptors. He says, now breathe deep. He says, there's a reason why we're going so fast. He says, what I'm doing is I'm raising your frequency in all of these chakras. And he says, it's like spinning off the dross, that which keeps them unclear. He's asking you to realize that each of your chakras is a very open, light crystal organism or organelle. Keep breathing, long and deep. Good. He says, now be aware of the chakras one by one. He's going up the ladder. He starts with a base chakra. He says, love that base chakra. He says, send its energy right down into the center of Mother Earth. Extend it through Mother Earth. This is the, he says, so many of you have an idea that the base chakras are such a frequency that they are verboten or anathema to the higher chakras. Another, but he says they are essential for your living on earth. If you want to be balanced, if you want to be balanced so that you can hold, retain, and communicate with the higher energies, you must be totally grounded. So send that into the mother. Send the energy of the base chakra at the bottom of the spine right down into mother. Do it now, please. When he says mother, he means Mother Earth. He means the essential creative, creating energies. He says that are realized at the lowest end of the chakra chain. He says that is not because they are the lowest frequencies. It doesn't mean you throw them out. He says you honor them for the job that they do. He says, for instance, your hair. He says those are dead cells, but you honor your hair. Same thing here, right down to the middle of the earth. Breathe long and deep. And circulate these wonderful Mother Earth energies right straight through you. He says this, the mother energies from the base of the spine give you the creative potential. And he's using the word potential in the same way we use the word potential for electricity. In other words, that's the power of it. Breathe with it and feel the power of the creative essence, that which brings into manifestation, that which grounds you, which holds you stable, which allows the greater energies to move through you. Breathe. Good. It is your anchor. It is your flow. He says without that, if you just lived in the higher energies, you would either float off or you would fry. He says neither one's a good idea. Okay, now he's asking you to move up to the second chakra. Second chakra, located in the lower belly or at the sex organs. He says, these are magnificent tools. He says, you know that from the experience of sex. You know that from the experience of the miracle of creating babies. Okay, breathe. He says, the whole thing is a magnificent, magnificent job. He says, allow that to come through you. Allow yourself to appreciate it totally and fantastically. Imagine uniting two people to create another one. Oh, my God. Or just living in the pleasure of it is just miraculous, he says. He says, this is also the source of your creation, whether you are creating new ideas, whether you are a painter, a singer, musician, any of it. He says, Evolution flows through this creative manifesting channel. Appreciate who you are as a human. Know and love yourself as this incredible human. This crystallizing of light in this body. And now, uniting the first two, letting them flow together. He says, begin to see their working together, their cooperation, their interaction, so that you get a feeling, an appreciation of how these work together and interact with the frequencies of your creation. And moving up to the third chakra, he says, which is located at your solar plexus. He says, it's around where your waist is. He says, this holds the magnificence of, this is the area, the whole belly area, is the center of power. He said, it can be kind power, it can be angry power. It can be all of your emotions, or he says, it can be all of your brightness, all your projection of bright light. He says, of commonwealth. He calls this the chakra of commonwealth. where you can allow the connection of, oh, normally we think of the heart as compassion, but he says there is a compassionate emotional energy that you can choose rather than choosing anger, fear, worry, the blockages. He says, choose to open that. That's your third chakra. Choose to open it. He says, and in this one especially, feel the front and the back. Feel the chakras in the front and straight out the back as well. Feel them moving. Feeling anger, feelings of being lost, feelings of being remiss, of shame, of hurt, of worry, allowing them to be spun out and transformed so that as they're recycled, they become the spinning wheel of kindness, of power, of projection and kindness. And now let them, number three, totally interact with and flow with number two, chakra number two, and chakra number one. These are generally what are called the lower triangle. Good. And now keep them moving as one organism, okay? Keep them moving as one organism as we now go to the seventh chakra, which is called your tenth gate. That is a gate at the top of the head. He says, oh, my dears, you would not believe the milk and honey of solace, of inspiration, of contact with all of the godly ethers that we pour in right through this incredible, magnificent funnel that comes down and reaches and connects all of your energy centers. It comes down from the top, goes all the way through, and manifests right down into the lower chakras. He says, do you see the magnificence of the plan? He says, never throw out the bottom in favor of the top, and never throw out the top in favor of the bottom. Let them work together. Oh, yes. That is the magnificence of human creation. Acknowledge that the infinity moves right down into you with knowledge and wisdom, understanding and ability. You see what a magnificent creating machine you are. He says, I'm sorry to call it a machine, but that's one way to connect our consciousness here. He says, of course, you know you're not machines, but you are working organisms. Keep up the breath. Understand that the energy of the flow among the chakras is held and motivated by the breath, so keep up the breath. He says, you know what happens when there's no breath in a human. He says, there's no life, and the life is what flows through these amazing energy centers. Good. Now, keeping all of those four chakras flowing, he says, now be aware of what is called the ajna, that is the third eye at the forehead. Keep up the breath. He says, now for this one, just imagine this energy, the milk and honey of, he's going to call it knowledge, at the tenth gate, coming to this point, he calls it in your spinal pathway, and he says, he calls this a reconnoiter point. In other words, the energy, the pure energies, the most refined energies come in the top, And then at the third eye is like a beam that sweeps the union of the layers. This third eye sweeps the union of the layers. And it is a translator, a transmitter of those energies and of that knowledge. The energy moves in and it moves out. It's an extraordinary beam that relates much more, transmits and transfers through your, transmits what you would call the higher, the more refined frequencies and knowledge much more through this heavier or slower moving arena, but it's still very high, of course, and brings it into the whole package, brings it into the whole package of the human, and relates to every other human, every other animal, every other life form. And he says yes, and understand that what you call the mineral kingdom is also a life form. Breathe. He says, and the eyes are also, your physical eyes are also associated with your ajna, your third eye chakra. He says, your eyes can also carry they also carry the, he's using the word, it's like maybe astigmatism. What it means is that it refracts the light in a certain way. And when he's talking about the light, he's talking about the higher light. And I'm just, or the more refined light, the more powerful light. He says Yogi Bhajan talked about healing from the eyes, from the gaze. He says this is where it all works together there. And now moving down, he brings us to the mouth and associates that with the throat chakra. He says this is where your voice that brings a commonality of experience, moves through. He says it's often called the truth center, and it's also often called the center of will. He says this is where you stay in your truth. This is where you find a steadying power, a strength, a knowledge, a focus of what comes through you. Breathe. He says, and especially this one, allow this one to open up. He says, so many of you have done such magnificent work on all your chakras, but oftentimes when it comes to the throat chakra, you are afraid to, or you feel blocked in not opening to the truth or the presence that flows through you. He says, never back away from the truth. He says there are many ways to communicate the truth. Many ways to communicate the truth. And he says this is one of the chakras that also gets enlisted in your body language, in your tone of voice, in the beautiful heart that can come out and out through the tone of your voice, through the expression of who you are. He says never bludgeon anybody with the truth. Then they will only learn to hate the truth. He says, we are coming to the heart center soon. He says, understand and let the heart center move up and out through the voice as well. That is the truth. Never try to convince anybody, but if they want to know, explain it. He says, you will feel the truth coming down from the 10th gate, from the ajna, to your throat center. Feel its health. Feel it open. Breathe, and let it be like a spring day. pure light, pure presence. Front and back. Front and back. He says so often we forget about the back, but we also radiate from the back as well. As well as the front. Good. Now allowing those top three chakras to be totally interacting, moving, flowing, and the bottom three chakras moving and flowing. Now, bring them all together and connect them. Connect them at the heart center. Right there in the middle of your chest. As you do it, do heart breath. And let them connect. It's like a connection of electricity. It turns on all the lights. When they are united, upper and lower, all the lights beam and work as one, one total organism. You are no longer protracted. You are projected. All the way down to the center of the earth, coming up all the chakras, and meeting at the heart center, coming down from the top, all of the infinite layers, coming right down, meeting at the heart center, and let the heart center project. Let it move horizontal in huge, huge, amazing ways. Let it project. Let it project. Through the total horizontal, let the heart center, front and back, take the lead to move through all of the through all the layers of creation, all the layers of humanity, all the individuals of humanity, all strands of light of the web. Project. Let absolute kindness, love, neutrality be an absolute neutrality in the joy of being in the absolute presence. Let it flow. Have compassion that all is as it is meant to be. All is as it flows. No judgment. No judgment, giving succor and kindness, mercy, breathe, total appreciation for everyone and everything with all the foibles. That's okay. The foibles are okay. It's just the complexity, the extraordinary complexity, which is actually a manifestation of the pure simplicity of creation. He says it sounds like an irony, but he says it's the truth. Keep up the breath, heart breath, front and back. And feeling the total flow of all of the chakras. He says, now Earth herself, in this Aquarian age, is based in the heart. Earth herself has one living consciousness, has a total collective of consciousness, is heart. He says, open yourself now. Breathe it. Live it. Love it. Extend with it. Know that you are that Mother Earth, that Adi Shakti. Know that you are her and she is you. even if you're a man. This is that divine, feminine, Shakti, earth energy that is a union of the, what we call the higher energies and what we call the lower energies. And that's no judgment. That's just a matter of frequency. Breathe. It is the miracle of being on earth. He says, now fully, fully, he says, ingest this with every cell. Know that this is who you are. Realize, he says, this impeccable truth of this extraordinary human experience. When you know this, how could you ever get down or worried or feel lonely? That maybe you are abandoned on earth. You are not abandoned. You are the totality in this creation. The God experiencing the everlasting life within the life of change. Breathe. And be who you are. Be who you are. Know who you are. And he says, and note, N-O-T-E, who you are, because he's going to ask you, who are you? Who are you? And inhale and exhale and being present. He now, as he does, is asking you to share your experience, your understanding, even your questions, and who you are. Okay, he says, who can share first?
Sri Gyan?
Yes, dear.
Guru Ravi? This is Guru Ravi.
Yes, dear.
And I am the light of the world.
Oh, wonderful. And you can experience that, yes?
Oh, yes.
How does this feel?
Vibratory, cozy, peaceful, lit, electric.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a telephone pole in the middle of the desert and just radiating along all of the lines that I can see for ever.
Wow. Good. Well, that's you, dear.
I haven't stuck in the middle of the desert, aren't I?
Yeah. See if there are any other telephone poles out there with you. We're with you, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you. Okay, who's next?
Mama?
Amrit, yes. Oh, Amrit, we've missed you. Glad to have you back.
Thank you. I miss everybody, too. I keep being told over and over that I am a master.
Uh-huh.
What it feels like to me is a master of compassion.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure, really, without what it's just, I just keep being told I'm a master.
Whoops. Okay, Amrit, what does that mean? What does that feel like?
It feels it feels all, it just feels all encompassing. When it's like when Baba Sirichan says he's got his arms wrapped around everybody, and that's what it feels like to me. It just feels all encompassing of everyone and everything. That just really gets enveloped in me.
Wonderful.
You know, from top to bottom and from bottom to top and every which way but loose. that's why I put the word compassion on it, because it just feels like a big hug.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, and so that is, would you say it is feeling or knowing all is you and you is all?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, great. So, Master of Compassion, bless you. Thank you so much. And we'll take time for one more. Who can share? Who's next?
Suzanne?
Yes, Rahmane.
Yeah, when Baba Sirichan used the word machine.
I didn't hear that.
When Baba Sirichan used the word machine.
Would you spell that word?
M-A-C-H-I-N-E, machine.
Oh, machine, yes, okay.
What I thought was M-A-S-H-E-E-N.
And what is that?
The sheen of the ma. We become the ma sheen.
I love that. Ma meaning mother, right?
Yeah.
And sheen meaning?
Shining out.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's delightful. Okay, well, bless you all. This lady is, she's saying that time is limited. Of course it's not, but maybe we better regard her warning. So it has been a wonderful, wonderful sharing with all of you all. He says, yes, it's been the crystal essence. The motivating factor behind the universe is this flow, and it comes in neutrality, and it comes with your breath. So please stay totally enveloped in it, and when you do, you know who you are. Okay, so bless you all. And please come sitting straight, palms together, for our closing song and Keha.
Everybody, inhale.
May the long life pass upon you, all around you. And walk you by within you, guide your way on, guide your way on, guide your way on.
Inhale. And may you always know who you are. May you always know that you are the Ma, the Adi Shakti, the Mother Shakti. And feel the love, the absolute compassion of the all in all. Know this magnificent organism and love it. And love that of others. And work for be in the unity of it all. Bless you all. Love you. See you soon. Look up the Yogi Mela and join us. Okay.